Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. That's the name of this program, and my name is Nicholas. So here we have it from Proverbs. If someone says, if sinners entice you, and if they say, let us have, cast in your lot among us, let us all have one purse. You know, there's a New Testament scripture that says, be ye not unequally yoked with unbelievers. And I know in the church, they like to use that for their young people in marriage. And usually that means they want them to marry someone in their denomination. And, but, you know, that scripture is not even given in reference to marriage. But it does apply there. So let's apply it there too. But it doesn't apply to denomination. It applies to, someone. You can't marry someone who is outside the kingdom of our Heavenly Father. And that's a hard lesson to learn if you've made that mistake in the past, or it's one you don't want to make. So, but anyway, let us not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. Now, that's the same thing. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. You know, if they say, cast in your lot among us, let us all have one purse. Don't be unequally yoked with those unbelievers. Don't go into business with them. You're supposed to apply this to every area of life, business, schooling, assurance, insurance, whatever. You apply it everywhere you can in life. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't do business with unbelievers. You can strike a deal and say, I will give you so much money for so many bales of hay. You can do that. That's not being unequally yoked. That's making a transaction for things that you have need of with the resources you have for the resources someone else has. You don't have to enter into a covenant, an ongoing contractual agreement. Now, an ongoing contractual agreement where you go into business and you make money together, you don't want to do that with unbelievers. Yeah, that would outlaw the stock market, that gambling scheme that they've legalized. That would outlaw a lot of things. Taking part in a lot of things, franchises and other things, because you don't know what you're supporting. So do your business, take care of your business, and buy and sell and trade lawfully according to God's law without becoming unequally yoked with unbelievers or being enticed by sinners. And if they say to you, cast in your lot among us, insurance, Social Security, that applies there. Come on. Just because we were deceived into it doesn't mean that we have to be simple-minded and now continue in that or not throw it off because, oh, we have so much invested and look at all of the privileges that we'll lose if we back out. We may even be persecuted. Yes, you may be persecuted. Don't want that to happen. Uh-huh. That's right. Don't want to be persecuted. Yes, what if the policeman stops me and takes me to jail? Oh no, I gotta bow down and be unequally yoked because the policeman demands it. Well, let's learn from Daniel. You know, Daniel was a slave in Babylon. Yet any time that he was required, even his fellows there, renamed Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, any time that the law of their governor or the police powers required them to break the law of God, they would not move their foot. That's right. They said, we don't care if we're persecuted, you can throw us to the lions. And they did. You can throw us in the fire furnace, but we will not break God's law. That's what they said. Are we like that? Come on. We're afraid the policeman's going to stop us and give us a ticket or take our car away or throw us in jail. Oh, no. Oh, no. Persecute us. That's right. Because we're obeying the law of our Heavenly Father. Yeah, I do have an agenda here. That's right. I want people to throw off tyranny. Because any time the law forces you to disobey God's law, that's called tyranny. That's right. To take part in an ungodly scheme that breaks our Heavenly Father's law, that's called tyranny. And that's what we're supposed to stand up against. That's what Daniel stood up against. That's what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stood against. They would never have cast in their lot with sinners or the ungodly and had one purse with them. He says, my son, walk not thou in the way with them, refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. And they do. Because if you sign up, if you sign up, guess what? You're signing up. You may be making haste to shed blood when they start their draft system, when they want to send your sons and daughters before their chariots to shed their blood. And don't sign up with them, and you won't be required because, they want to now draft. That's what they want to do. All of your candidates for office that are running for the mouth of the beast, make me the mouth of the beast and I'll give you free drugs. Make me the mouth of the beast and everybody gets Medicare and everybody gets free medical and drugs forever. Yeah, it's really, really, where are they going to get this free stuff to give you? They're going to take it from you first and they're going to keep most of it while they give you some of it back and they're going to use it to control you. Is that what you want? Well, that seems to be what people want because that's what they're clamoring for. Oh, great and mighty God of government, take care of us from the cradle to the grave. When I get old, send me a check every month. I'm going to get a rebate check this month because I am a resident. I have their identifying number. It's on a card in my hand or at least I remember it in my forehead. That's right. I have their mark. The mark of their ownership of my soul and my life from which they get the first fruits so that I can get the benefits. Now that's how it works, isn't it? We can throw that off. It's a free country, isn't it? Doesn't that First Amendment still exist that if the law of my God says that I can't take part in their schemes, that I don't have to, and they may try to force me. Heck, like I said, they may kill me. They may throw me into the den of lions, they may cast me into a fiery furnace, or they may throw me in a cold, dark cell, but I will not break the law of my heavenly Father at their command. I will not. And where I have in the past, because I was deceived, I repent. And this is my declaration of repentance. And if they say, well, look, in the past, I have your name and associated with this resident number, I will say, I have repented of that. I can no longer partake in that. It is against the law because it is the mark of the beast or of a beast, and it causes me to break God's law to partake in that. So I've repented. I have no further part in that. And here is the law that I'm living by, and I can hold up a Bible and say, this is it. And you show me. Do I have religious liberty? Is this a free country? Or are you going to persecute me for not breaking the law of my God to please you? See what happens then. And if they want to persecute me, if they want to throw me in prison for that, if they want to chop off my head, throw me in a fiery furnace, well, so be it. Because this life is short and forever is a long, long time. And let's continue. It says, for their feet run to evil. It said, my son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path. If you're in the path with them, refrain your foot. Remove your foot from the path. Get away. Back away slowly, because the beast bites. The beast may provide a way out for you. Subtly. Move subtly. Back away from the beast. You know, what did Yahshua said? He said, make peace with thine adversary while you are in the way with him, lest he have you arrested and thrown into prison. Make peace with them. You know, back away slowly. Smile. Say, okay, this is what I'm doing. How do I back away slowly? How do they provide for me to back away slowly? What can I do? Use wisdom. Or find someone who has backed away slowly, who has gotten out. And seek wisdom. See what you can do. You know, don't fall for any of these traps that they've set. Like, show me the law while you show them the law. While you acknowledge it at every turn. And don't take that ungodly counsel. You know, don't get a lawyer. Don't get one of their counselors who's going to give you ungodly counsel so they can swallow you up whole and throw you into their prison. It's happened to a lot of good men. Yeah, good friend of mine. A man I admire greatly in prison right now. Because he took ungodly counsel. He hired a lawyer, that's right. And certain that he thought he was doing the right thing. But at that point, he did the wrong thing when he hired a lawyer. He should have stood there with his Bible and said, "You're asking me to break God's law, and here it is. This is the law. And if you want to throw me into prison for that, so be it. But at least we'll know why I'm going. My son, walk thou not in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to do evil, and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird." Now, let's not forget that. You know what? I was more stupid than a bird. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. Now, I challenge you, get your net out. You know, you see the little birds hopping on the grass? Get your net out and do it in the sight of the bird. Spread the net out and see how many you're going to catch. No, you got to be a lot more subtle than that. And perhaps, you know, they spread the net right in front of me and I walked right into it. I didn't go, "What is this? What is it? It is a net. Think about it. It is a net that they're spreading before you. But we're acting so simply. We're just believing that they have nothing but good intentions and the best thing in mind for us. But these are the ungodly. These are the sinners. Their good intentions are the highway to hell. That's what they say, you know. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. It's because sinners are paving the road. Yeah, they have good intentions. Certainly they have good intentions. I don't deny that. You know, medical care for all, but you know, I like my Heavenly Father's medical plan. Obedience to Him is the best medical plan that I've found yet. Obedience to His law, following His dietary commands, using, you know, the witness of His Word, of His Spirit and creation, knowing that He made me and He made the fuel for my body, so that with a little logic, understanding of His dietary laws, that I can take care of myself according to what He has given me. I don't have to rely on the medical industry and their insurance industry, all of which is ungodly counsel. And yes, the day is coming. I see it coming when they're going to say everyone. And actually, it is in some states. I heard one caller on one radio talking program that's on the network I'm at. The caller called in and he was all in a huff and a puff and a fury because on his tax forms they had fined him or charged him an extra tax because he didn't have medical insurance, because he was the uninsured. They were fining him for being uninsured. So they're going to require everyone to take part in their medical scheme, and if you don't, they're going to fine you. If you are identified as one of theirs, if you have one of their identifying numbers, if you have their mark that says that they own you, if you are a resident, a thing identified of the state of or of the U.S. government, domiciled over there in Washington, D.C., if you're a participant in their scheme, of course, there are benefits to participating in their scheme. You get credit cards. You can take part in bankruptcy proceedings. You can get big loans to buy big things that you can't afford. You can mortgage your life further. You've already mortgaged it to the Social Security system, but you can mortgage your labor and your life further and get, you know, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 homes and $30,000 automobiles. Yes, you can mortgage. You know, you can gauge that to your debt. That's what mortgage means. Mm-hmm. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. I have chickens, you know, they have bird brains. That means their brain is about the size of a pea. They're not very smart. Am I so simple-minded? I have been that simple-minded. They were spreading the net and I walked right into it. That's right, they spread the net and I walked right into it. We all did, didn't we? Most of us. I mean, there's probably a few people out there that didn't. And why did we walk right into it? Because we were trained to walk into it. We were trained in ungodliness. We were trained by sinners. We went to the public fool system. We watched the cartoons and the movies and the sitcoms on the TV. And they brainwashed us. And we just simply went on. They spread the net, and we walked right on it. They lay wait, and it says here, and they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, and which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. We've institutionalized this ungodliness. Has been institutionalized. It's been made a part of a government beast system. This is one of the things that our Heavenly Father hates in a nation. Greedy of gain. You know, I see a commercial on the TV talking about retirement. You want to retire, don't someday, don't ya? Well, you know, usually if I have something and I retire it, you know what that means? It goes to the junkyard or the trash and I get a new one. You know, I'll tell you when I'm going to retire, when my Heavenly Father is through with me and they lay my body in a box in the ground or a body bag or however they bury me and they lay me in the grave, I will be retired. That's right. I will be going on to a retirement that this world, I mean, it's silly. You're going to work all your life for some retirement that the world promises you so that you what? You know, I see people retire after 40 years at a job. You know, they get 60 or you're 60 and they go home and they die. That's right. They're retired. They go home and they die and the system is counting on that because they've been spending all this money that they've deceived you into, you know, giving them. And when you've signed up, when they spread the net and you walked into it and they've been stealing the first fruits of your labor your whole life, they want you to die. They count on it. They count on 90% of the people will die. They've calculated it, haven't they? So are the ways. And that's, you know, is that being greedy? Well, to me, if I expect other people to support me when I get old, I call that greedy. Greedy for gain. I'm going to gain something I didn't work for. Because if I look at the subtlety of the system, it's not a savings account. You would do better to have a savings account or to just buy gold and silver with that 15 or whatever percent it is that you and your employer contribute to that, you know, Ponzi scheme every month. You'd be far better off to put it in gold and silver and protect the value of the labor you put into that money rather than putting it into this Ponzi scheme where they count on people dying and collecting more and more from future generations, stealing more and more from future generations so that they can privately steal it for you to give it to you when you're old. Social security? Oh, yes. Yeah, whoever would trade liberty for security. What did the Patriots say? You know, may you, lick the boot that feeds you or something. I forget. But anyway, I'm not going to trade my liberty for security and socialist security. Even worse. How could I take part in such an ungodly scheme? How could I be so unequally yoked with unbelievers of an ungodly system of things? No. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Yeah, it takes away their life. They've set up this elaborate system. You know, our enemy has set up this elaborate system through his pawns who are greedy of gain. That's right. He uses those that are greedy to do his will. He set up this monetary system where he can steal your labor from you every day by decreasing the value of the monetary units. I mean, how blatant can it be when you have a monetary system that has devalued the currency 40% in the last 6 years and is continuing to do it, will devalue it another 20% in the next 4 years, if not more, and doing it by plan and told everyone they're doing it. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, and that's how you take away the life of the owners thereof. Yeah. People work. They give their life for that money. And that labor and that life is a gift from our Heavenly Father. And that's what our enemy wants to steal. And not only does he want to steal your life and your labor because he's greedy for that gain, and he uses greedy men to steal your life and your labor, but he wants to mortgage your life. He wants to own you, and he wants to own all your property, so he wants you to mortgage everything you have. That's right. And I believe that that's why the mark of the beast system in the end time is a monetary system. It's a mark to buy or sell or trade. Because he's going to deceive everyone through the system he set up. He's going to mortgage all the souls. And that's how you trade in the souls of men. He's going to mortgage all the property. And he's going to stand before the God of the universe. And he's going to say, I hold the deed and the title to all of these. They're all mine. Well, one thing. Yeah, they may be his. Their souls may belong to him. And they will spend their eternity in those flames that are never quenched with their new master who owns them. But the Heavenly Father is going to say, well, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. They did not own the earth. So his mortgage of the lands and the properties of those people is worthless. But all he really wants is their souls. You know, and that's why it's so important to never put anything, any created thing, as it says in the Proverbs, they love the creation more than they love the Creator. Anything, any created thing, be it your property, be it your wife, be it a ruler, be it an image of the state, be it your career, be it your baby, be it your ministry, all these are created things, whether they're images or whether they have a physical, tangible reality. Any created thing that you put before the Creator is idolatry. And it requires an obedience to that thing or that image. It's a snare for your soul. Any created thing, if you love the creation, that means that you love the creation more than you love the Creator if you place anything before Him. That's why it's so important to repent, to see your sin, to see where you placed anything before Him and repent of that. And say, Heavenly Father, I want to live a life that only pleases you. I want to live my life to please you. Allow your Holy Spirit to work in my life, to convict me of sin, to convict me of the things that go against your law, so that I may put those things, write your law upon my heart. Be my God, and I will be your man. I will be your woman. I will be your boy, your girl. I will be yours. I will be your son and your daughter. Write your law upon my heart. Renew my mind, and I'll follow you. And never let me go. Always convict me. And if I don't respond to your Holy Spirit, Father, when you correct me, then chastise me. That's right. If simple correction won't work, then chastise me. Correct me that way. Whatever it takes. If I don't care how stubborn I am. This is my prayer. Let it be your prayer. And I don't want to be stubborn. I don't like chastisement. So I want to hear the correction from my Heavenly Father. I want to walk in His ways. I want to walk in His law. I want to learn to walk in His law. I want to be like Daniel. I want to be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I don't want to stumble and fall. When I see the net spread before me, I want to say, no, if it costs me my life, if the lions eat me, you know, like Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego says, you can throw us in the fire. Perhaps our God will save us, and perhaps He won't, but it doesn't matter. We are not going to break His law to please you, to follow your law. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain. So we cannot place anything, because greedy of gain means we're placing a thing before Him, and that thing is causing us to break His law. It's an unlawful thing. And any time we do anything unlawful, according to His law, that makes us greedy of gain, because we're greedy for a created thing. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego says, you know what? We will not do it unless you're going to kill us, unless you're going to throw us in that fiery furnace, because we need to save our lives. Our lives are a created thing. We're going to put our lives before His law. That's right. I mean, that's the extreme. And don't we just step into the net for so many things that are so much lighter? Just out of fear that we may be persecuted, or fear that the policeman might take us to jail. We might have to get bailed out. We'll be back in a few minutes.